At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The Home Squad are with me to answer your questions about picking the ideal floor for your home. Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY and Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, are both with me in studio. Good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Now, loads of listener questions today about flooring, right? It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Before we go to those, Jenny, the top thing people need to consider when picking a kitchen floor, please.
Waterproof, easy to clean.
Simple as that.
That is it.
Has to be waterproof and easy to clean. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sarah? Yes, 100% agree. Waterproof, easy to clean. If you're doing a tile, try and minimise the grout lines. If you're going, Jenny will probably say LVT because it's fully moisture. Yeah, it's moisture resistant. So yeah, you don't go for like a laminate or something where it's going to just absorb moisture and warp. And yeah, if you have a leaky dishwasher underneath your cupboards, you'll be in disaster.
Okay, and when you say minimise the grout lines, that means big tiles, is it? Or big wooden panels?
Or go for dark grout. Mm. So that's my second point, easy to clean. Tile grout is notoriously not easy to clean. But if you are putting down tiles in your kitchen, they're waterproof, so that's brilliant. Having white grout will get dirty and you'll be scrubbing. So I would, if you're choosing tiles, I would go for a dark grout so you don't have to bother scrubbing them all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's because I'm lazy.
Yeah, but look, we're all the same. Before we get to the listeners' questions, tell me though, what is your preference, Sarah, for downstairs flooring, not just for the kitchen?
I think I would be looking maybe to add some uniformity, so have a flooring that's going to flow through the kind of key living spaces, maybe from the hallway. You know, obviously you can have areas where you can add more interest, but in general, and you know, everybody loves hardwood flooring, but it's astronomically expensive. So an engineered wood would be your next step down before you start moving down to kind of laminates and other things. Or again, the luxury vinyl tile would be another option.
What's in your home, Jenny?
Sarah's absolutely right. I love LVT. It's my favourite. It looks so good. It works with underground heat or underground underfloor heating. It is effectively bulletproof. I was advised that I could set a bonfire on it if I wanted to. I haven't tried that.
Yeah, don't.
Yet. No. But yeah, I love it.
Okay, listener questions. Denise says she's moved into her apartment. It has granite tiles in the kitchen and bathroom on the floor. To remove them, it's going to be way over my budget. So is it possible to get a heavy duty vinyl covering that will go over them? Or is it a total waste of money? Advice, please.
Yes, you can. Go for it. You don't have to rip up your tiles, and you might find that you fall back in love with granite tiles at some stage and you don't want to get rid of them. There's no need to rip them up. You can put down vinyl flooring over that. It's not hard.
As in like a vinyl wooden flooring? Is that what she means?
Depends what she wants. Yeah, like as Jenny was saying, the luxury vinyl tile comes in all sorts of finishes, so you can click planks together, you can get like tile effect, you can get timber effect, you can kind of, it's sort of limitless really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so either the LVTs or you can get pretty good lino these days. Yes. I know we all might have some bad memories of lino from the 80s and 90s.
Like, we had lino in our kitchen at home years ago and I know my family probably won't appreciate it, but God, I was desperate. I just, that's all I think of. It was like a fake floor.
Yeah, and it rips. It always has this weird kind of tear in the corners. Yeah. But anyway, they've come a long way, and you can get heavy duty vinyl rolls as well. But it's the vinyl tiles really is the right answer there.
Okay, yeah. Listener currently is a kitchen extension. They have a kitchen extension. It's been built, I should say. They're looking for recommendations on suitable flooring. It is 40 square meters. It's a Victorian side return extension. So we're attempting to remain sympathetic to the age of the building, despite the fact it's in the new part of the house. We've looked at vinyl tiles, but we're now veering towards ceramic tiles. Something we can forget about once it's laid, I suppose. Any thoughts?
I think with ceramic tiles, you just have to be careful that you're not getting like a printed pattern on the top. It'll wear. Some of the kind of the cheaper ceramics, I think, have just this printed effect. I mean, I've seen really, really beautiful porcelain tiles that will be in a natural stone effect, so it'll look like your travertine or your limestone or your sandstone or something that might be more authentic to a building of that era, but you're getting it porcelain, which is bombproof. They're not the cheapest, but you can get them.
On ceramic tiles?
I mean, if it's something you want to forget about once it's laid, then I don't know why you'd veer away from vinyl towards ceramic, because vinyl is completely forget about. You know, that you never have to touch it again. There is no grout needed. I've never known them to need to be replaced. So that is really lay and forget. I would choose those over tiles personally, and they do look very realistic.
Are they the kind of marble effect looking ones?
No, you can get wood effect ones as well, and they're grooved. So as Sarah was saying, if you get it printed on any kind of tile, overall, as a floor, it's not a great option because it will wear off. Okay. Not too bad on walls sometimes.
Now, we have to fly through these because we've so many of them. Listener says their fireplace sits on a raised tiled platform. They've just sent us in a picture. I've showed you that. Around the rest of the room, they have a trim blending the floorboards into the wall. They think it looks a bit odd where the floorboard meets the tile. Have you any thoughts on what they can do there?
Okay, so floorboard blending straight into tile. You can get a very, very thin metal trim is what I would do there. You might have to lift the floorboards a little bit, but a lovely little brass, very, very, very thin trim. I wouldn't do the same as you have around the wall where the wall meets the floor, because
there's a little wooden trim there.
There's a wooden trim there and it's thick. It's a bit too thick for what you're talking about with where the tiles and the floor are meeting, so I would get a very thin blast trim, just a couple of millimetres.
It's that little wooden trim is something that has to be done if your flooring isn't laid underneath your skirting boards. So if you take, if you don't remove a skirting board and then put a floor down, you end up with that trim all the way around. I would say look for something brass or, polished brass or something
like that. Okay. This texter got a really cheap laminate floor when they were doing up their house last year because it was all they could afford. It's right through the downstairs of the house. It looks grand for now. We'll want to replace it in a few years, but still won't have a massive budget. I love the look of herringbone, but I find it very expensive. Any advice?
Herringbone is expensive, and the reason it's expensive is because laying it takes a long time. It has to be done piece by piece. It has to be lined up at the right angle, and so there's not much else you can do. If you love herringbone, you do have to splash out for herringbone.
Is there a cheaper, like, do you have to go for the engineered wood when you're getting it, or is there a cheaper version?
No, you can get vinyl. You can get back to vinyl tiles. I'm absolutely obsessed with vinyl tiles. You can get laminate herringbone and you can get vinyl tile herringbone.
So they must be cheaper, are they?
They're cheaper, but it's still, it's the installation cost that tends to drive up the cost of herringbone.
Okay, this Barbara's in touch. Any ideas? We got woodlock tiles in the kitchen to match wood floor and the rest of the room, but now I hate it. Any thoughts for the kitchen area? And she's kindly sent us in two pictures. I see what she means about the meeting.
So the different, they're not quite the same.
They're not
and
the same.
And that would really annoy me as well. Yeah. So I'd potentially go for a different flooring altogether then in the kitchen. Just go again and put in a lovely tile.
Are we going to tell Barbara? You can't tell Barbara to rip all of this up.
She can paint it.
Sorry,
I mean, like, look, if she has the budget, maybe it's been there for years and she's actually prepared to change it now. Yes, totally change the tile. Do something completely different or change the flooring so it's a clear defined change in the flooring. At the moment, it looks like you've tried to match two things and they don't quite match.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I would.
When you say paint, what could she paint?
There are really, really heavy duty tile paints that are, it's kind of a two-step process, and you know, it's a bit of a chemical kind of mix, but they're really heavy duty. Now, I don't know that I always love it because it paints the grout and everything, but I have seen people have really, really good results, and it would be a very affordable DIY version.
Any thoughts on cleaning, resealing marble tiles, looking at cleaners, and there's none for marble?
Marble is really, really porous.
So I would love this now. Is what I'd have.
It's so fabulous. It's one of my favourite materials. It's so beautiful. There's a lovely warmth to marble.
Very luxurious.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
But it's really porous. And so it's effectively...
So you can't clean it.
Well, if you're at the point now where it's stained and she really feels like, or he needs to, I would look at the professionals, getting somebody in to clean it, polish it.
Do you know anyone who can do that?
There is somebody on the tip of my tongue because I know somebody who's actually just done it, but I don't have it to hand.
Well, if you think of that, you might share that on your social media later. Listener will be able to find out off you.
Yeah.
Sarah in Kilkenny says they're currently laying laminate upstairs. She's conscious of sound carrying. Is there any underlay that is soundproof? Would you recommend it laying onto a joisted floor if this helps in any way? Thanks, Mel.
You can. So acoustic in general, it's not specific to laminate or to flooring, but in general, having an acoustic underlay, even on your walls, like behind your plasterboard or something like that, or underneath your floor, it's really, really thin. So you'd barely notice it. So you would you could even do it as well as your normal underlay. So the thing is, if you're looking at underlay for laminate, you do need to go with the thinner option, because otherwise the boards tend to, they warp a little bit and there's bulges and it just doesn't really work. So don't make the mistake of choosing the thicker laminate or thicker underlay thinking that it will prevent the sound from carrying. It won't. Still go with the thinner underlay, so the 3mm. But think about adding an additional acoustic
layer. I didn't even know there was a separate acoustic.
Just a soundproofing layer. It's really thin. It comes in rolls, not expensive.
Perhaps looking at the actual depth of the laminate itself. Like, you know, if you're looking at laminates come in different depths, try and get something on the slightly thicker side and lay rugs. Potentially use your area rugs.
Yeah.
Put something large rug under your bed and around the side. You know what I mean? Like, it will help. I personally like the sound of people walking around. I don't mind that. I know some people hate it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested in that.
Yeah. If the floor is up anyway, then a roll of acoustic under. Yes.
Recommendations for places to get good rugs?
I've used Rug Vista, rugs.ie, Cocoon Rugs are good. I think they're currently stocked. They're recently stocked in Woody's. Okay. They have some nice.
Harvey Norman actually stocked some lovely Irish suppliers as well for rugs. So they're worth checking out.
Anne is looking for thoughts on cork flooring in bedrooms, hallways and kitchens, please.
I remember cork flooring back in my
hallway.
Literally cork.
Cork. We had these tiles, which I absolutely loved in our house in the 90s. It is cork. It'll look like a cork, but it'll be in, I only know them as a tile. I don't know it.
You can get it as planks, and they come in different colours now as well. So they can almost look like, not like wood flooring, but like tiles, but they have a beautiful kind of pattern through them. They're very well insulating. They're kind of soundproofing naturally. Yeah. They're a very, very renewable material. So it's a very sustainable option as well. And
well,
they're really pretty.
It all sounds positive in recommendation here.
There's a great company I had a brilliant experience with called Natura Cork Flooring. They're an Irish company and they're fab.
So that's who Anne needs to touch
base with. It's a lovely, warm kind of material. It's really nice. Yeah.
It nearly looks slightly unfinished at a quick Google here. Would that be a fair...
It would be a rougher. It's kind of like having, you know, like a rattan carpet or something like that. It's that type of rougher material,
kind of vibe.
But it's so pretty.
Yeah, natural.
You're going
natural.
To have to come back and answer more questions about flooring, because a lot of people still getting in touch. We haven't even got through a quarter of these texts today about downstairs floors. Maybe we need to look at the upstairs next week. Sarah Carroll from Sand and Deliver DIY. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year. Thanks to you both for joining us on
Thank you.
Squad here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.